This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Reading this morning from Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Abel brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and for his offering, the Lord had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it." Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. The first two brothers, according to Genesis, were Cain and his younger brother Abel. In Genesis chapter 4, on the heels of humanity's first sin and the curse that followed, we find that sin has come home to roost. In today's text, Cain and Abel each bring a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Cain brings an offering from the fruit of the ground, Abel from his flock. God has regard for Abel's offering, but not for Cain's. The account offers no clear explanation why. However, as a result of God's disregard for his offering, Cain's face fell. The Lord asked Cain, why is he angry, before warning him that he is dangerously close to sin? In fact, sin is depicted as something active, something that crouches and has desire. The word crouching is used elsewhere of animals at rest. One commentator said of the phrase, sin is crouching, this pictures sin temporarily at bay and subject to its master, but coming alive when stirred. The Lord recognized a problem in Cain's attitude that, if not addressed, would lead to sin, to Cain losing control and being mastered by sin. Of course, we read the end of the story. Cain kills his brother Abel in a field. Even from the very beginning, humanity has a sin problem. Whether we like it or not, we can relate to Cain in this story. We find ourselves in the midst of temptation to do wrong, to sin. In those moments, consider the words of the Lord to Cain. Sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Elsewhere in Scripture, we're told to flee from sin. Flee before you give in. Flee before it attacks like a wild animal. But there's a development to this story of sin as you read the Bible. To use the language of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, we have died with Christ and are therefore freed from sin. In other words, sin is no longer our master and no longer holds the power it did apart from knowing Christ. We can tell sin no and obey God instead because of the power of the Holy Spirit that now dwells in us. May you be victorious today as you walk in the strength of the Lord.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.